words of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
Thank you for calling Bible Call. This is tape number 73. Are all religious people headed for the same place? Rephrasing that question, we ask, regardless of their religious practice or faith, will all religious people reach heaven? Throughout the history of man, most men have been religious. However, Jesus said, as recorded in Matthew 8, verses 13 and 14, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Thus, of these very many, only a comparatively few will be saved. Let us ask about the idol worshippers of both the present and in ages past. Will they go to heaven? Although they are religious, the Bible says no. Read 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 and 10. What does the New Testament say about believers and worshippers of the one true God, but who do not believe that the Christ has come in the form of the man Jesus? This same Jesus about whom God spoke, saying, "This is my beloved Son, hear ye him," said in John chapter 14, verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the light, and no one cometh unto the Father except by me." Thus, without faith in Jesus as the Christ, no man can be saved. And those religious believers in God will not, along with the disbelievers and idol worshippers, go to heaven. The purpose of this lesson is not to decree our judgment upon selected persons, but to show the teachings of the Bible about who is pleasing God. Man is not wise enough to tell if he is right or wrong in a religious judgment unless the Scriptures are his guide. So the remainder of this lesson will be readings from the Bible without our attempts to interpret them for you. Study along with us these verses from your own Bible very carefully. They will answer the question, are all religious people headed for the same place? In Matthew 7, verses 21 through 23, Jesus said, "Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." In Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, the inspired author wrote, "Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him?" That was Hebrews 2, verses 1 through 3. Now to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 4 through 8. Peter wrote, "Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, and to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged of his old sins. Wherefore, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall." Thank you for calling Bible Call.